And here is the Writer's Almanac for Sunday. It's the 19th of June, 2011. It's Father's Day today, a day honoring fathers, which first took place in Fairmont, West Virginia, 1908, celebrating the lives of 210 fathers who had died in a mining cave-in in Monongah, West Virginia. It's the birthday of the philosopher and mathematician Blaise Pascal, 1623, in Clermont-Ferrand, France, who in the field of physics discovered that air has weight, proved that vacuums are possible in nature. In mathematics, he founded the theory of probabilities and developed an early form of integral calculus. He invented the syringe and the hydraulic press and gave the world the principle that came to be known as Pascal's law. Pressure applied to a confined liquid is transmitted undiminished through the liquid in all directions, regardless of the area to which the pressure is applied. It's the anniversary of the passage of the Civil Rights Act of 1964, which prohibited discrimination based on race, color, religion, or national origin in employment, voting, and the use of public facilities. It's the birthday of Salman Rushdie, born to a middle-class Muslim family in Bombay, 1947, sent to England when he was 14. And while he was away, his parents moved to Pakistan as part of the Muslim exodus during the war between India and Pakistan. He's written 11 novels, best known for his second book, Midnight's Children, and his fourth, The Satanic Verses, which was deemed blasphemous by many Muslim clerics, including the Ayatollah Khomeini, who put a bounty on Salman Rushdie's head in 1989. A film adaptation of Midnight's Children was recently shot in Sri Lanka with some controversy, but they concluded the filming this past spring. Here's a poem for Father's Day by W.S. Merwin, a poem entitled Yesterday. My friend says, I was not a good son, you understand. I say, yes, I understand. He says, I did not go to see my parents very often, you know. And I say, yes, I know. Even when I was living in the same city, he says, maybe I would go there once a month or maybe even less. I say, oh, yes. He says, the last time I went to see my father, I say, the last time I saw my father, he says, the last time I saw my father, he was asking me about my life, how I was making out, and he went into the next room to get something to give me. Oh, I say, feeling again the cold of my father's hand, the last time. He says, and my father turned in the doorway and saw me look at my wristwatch. And he said, you know, I would like you to stay and talk with me. Oh, yes, I say. But if you are busy, he said, I don't want you to feel that you have to just because I'm here. I say nothing. He says, my father said, maybe you have important work you are doing, or maybe you should be seeing somebody. I don't want to keep you. I look out the window. My friend is older than I am. He says, and I told my father it was so, and I got up and left him then, you know, though there was nowhere I had to go and nothing I had to do. Poem by W.S. Merwin Yesterday from his collection Migration, New and Selected Poems, published by Copper Canyon Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac. Supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine. You can find thousands of poems, videos, and podcasts in their online poetry archive at poetryfoundation.org. Produced by Nick Vetter, engineered by Noah Smith. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.